Australia's first Indigenous radio station in a capital city is celebrating its 25th anniversary. Brisbane's 98.9 FM, was originally known as 4AAA, has carved an important place within the Indigenous community and Australia's broader media landscape. It was Australia's first dedicated country music station and a platform for Indigenous activism. Now an exhibition called I Heard It on the Radio marks this 25-year milestone. It opens tomorrow and Kathy Van Extrel dropped into the Queensland State Library to take a look.
The 1982 Commonwealth Games protests in Brisbane were a watershed moment for the land rights movement. It also marked a beginning for what would eventually become Australia's first capital city Indigenous radio station. Carver Watson is CEO of Brisbane Indigenous Media Association.
4ZZZ, the community radio station of Brisbane, we were very supportive of the protests, and when all the mob would go and get locked up, because at the time it was illegal to protest, it was 4ZZZ who would do a telethon, and people would ring in and donate money. They'd turn up to the watch house and bail all the mob out.
1,000 to 3,000 already, and by tonight they hope to raise $10,000.
And it wasn't long after the 1982 Commonwealth Games protest, the bridge was sort of built between the community and 4ZZZ. And it was a man named Ross Watson who was one of the first to sort of carve out that time, which was in their broadcast schedule, which was called the Murray Hour.
Hello people, welcome to Murray Hour. Two introduction songs were a Kookaburra song from Bamiyal and one from Dennis Conlon and the Magpies called Brisbane Blacks. My name is Alfred Chillingsworth and I'm from the Aboriginal and Island Childcare Agency. In 1788
down Sydney Cove. Singer-songwriter Kevin Carmody was one of the early artists who regularly dropped in.
Like it was only 1 hour, but it was a fantastic verbal lifeline in a sense to the community. So you could get in there and have a chat and say, look, oh, okay, we've got, you know, the legal service or something. And it was a way of, and people could just listen in. And it was a tremendous network, besides the music, which, all of a sudden we heard Mop and the Dropouts with us Mob and all this. Geez, there's no fixed address. They're bloody mobbing from the central Delhi.
For Kevin Carmody, Murray Hour became a vehicle for national recognition.
And I just walk in with the guitar and I'm like, this is a song that I wrote, you know, dang, 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 and then we talk about it. And that song would be all over Australia, and I'd never been recorded, except on the... No money, nothing, you know, which was great. It was a real bloody Murray way of doing it.
The State Library exhibition, It Started on the Radio, traces the rise of 98.9 FM from the early days as Murray Hour on community radio 4ZZZ to the establishment of 4AAA, detailing the legal battle for the station licence. Carver Watson again.
In 1988, our licence became available for broadcast here in Brisbane. After being awarded the licence, the decision was challenged by another radio station or aspirant radio station. So there was not much money and not many resources to be able to fight this this big legal battle. It was the very first meeting of ATSIC down in Melbourne. Ross Watson and a few others got in the car and they drove all night and arrived in Melbourne the very next morning and basically asked for an opportunity to speak.
Ross Watson was the founding CEO of Brisbane Indigenous Media Association, which won that legal battle. 4AAA began broadcasting on the 6th of April 1993. It was officially opened by former Senator Neville Bonner.
As from today, you are going to hear fantastic music produced by Aboriginal people as well as other people. You're going to hear Aboriginal men and women, the youth of our nation, speaking to you through this. You're going to have politicians wanting to come and talk over our radio station. We'll be a little selective there, I'm sure. But welcome all. Tune in.
4AAA, which became 98.9 FM in 2005, was also Australia's first dedicated country music radio station, attracting a broad audience and providing a platform for musicians like Troy Cassidaly.
I was looking around for something to listen to and found this station and thought, hang on a minute, this is really relatable to me and I've never heard of it before and I'm learning something too.
The State Library exhibition also celebrates the role of the station in Indigenous activism. Leading the charge for many years was one of the station's early founders, Tiger Bales, who hosted the Let's Talk program, which was broadcast 5 days a week around the nation.
I mean, when Howard came in, Mary, sacked most of the blacks in the public service.
Oh, yeah, God.
And then they had to try and build up their stocks again for the expertise run programs and things.
That's right.
But yeah, Dave, that's a good point to make.
Welcome to Let's
98.9's current station manager, Dan Rennie, says the Let's Talk program remains an important part of the station's offering for an ever-widening demographic.
We are still predominantly targeting towards our mob, but we are outnumbered and we do have so many non-Indigenous listeners. But I think one of the most pleasing things is when you hear young people ring up and say, I didn't know that, or older people as well, I didn't know that, and you taught me something today.
Dan Rennie may be boss now, but he started at 98.9 FM 15 years ago as a trainee. Over the past quarter of a century, the station has been a significant broadcast training ground, many former presenters and journalists going on to establish media careers, while more than 1,000 First Nations people have been involved in an innovative school-based traineeship program. Grace Lucas Pennington is one of them. She's now editor with State Library's Black and Right program, which supports Indigenous writers and editors.
The future and the strength of our communities and our children depends on people telling our stories truthfully and hearing those stories, whether they're historical or contemporary. I think that without that, there's a vacuum. If you don't know your story, if you can't tell your story, that's alienating, that's lonely, and I think that we need to do everything we can to keep people in communities and strong together.
Giving community a voice.
Very much so, that's exactly it. It's about giving people a voice who want to speak and allowing other people to hear those voices who may not, whether white or black, be able to hear those voices any other way.
That's Grace Lucas Pennington from Queensland State Library, ending that report from Cathy Van Extel. This exhibition, celebrating 25 years of Murray Radio, opens tomorrow in Brisbane and runs until October. And congratulations to all those who've been involved with Murray Radio. 4AAA it started out of, now it's Brisbane's 98.9 FM, still going strong. That's quite an achievement.